This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. We've talked a number of times on this program about how dangerous it is for vehicles to come into contact with downed power lines or cause power lines to come down on them. Now, there's a new way that Ameren, Illinois, is getting that out to the public, and it's specifically through driver's education classes. We're going to talk a little bit about power line safety and the work to get it out in driver's ed with Ron Pate. He's a senior vice president for operations and technical services at Ameren. Ron, by the way, is a native of the Warren County area, but is working for Ameren these days, and he is on the line right now. Ron, thanks so much for your time.
Good evening, Will. I'm glad to participate here.
Yeah, glad to have you. Do you want to say anything to any family you have back this way, first of all?
Well, I would just say hello. I do still have a few sisters back in the area, so if they're listening, I'd say hello and hope they have a great new year and talk soon.
Well, good, good. Glad to hear that. First of all, let's talk about the general idea of downed power lines and vehicle safety before we get into the driver's ed component of it. Has the danger changed at all over the years? I'm asking because I wonder about how cars are being made now versus decades ago, and if there's an accident involving a power line, is there any more or less danger involved in some way or another?
Probably not. Maybe the only difference, Will, is just the increased speeds now on highways and roads allows vehicles to travel faster, and of course that just makes sense. If they would hit a pole, go off the road or something, that would cause more damage than perhaps it has in the past. But you know, I don't think people realize that in Illinois alone we have about 3,000 poles hit, and that's
wow.
Illinois, it's not just Ameren territory but ComEd up north as well, but jointly have over 3,000 poles hit in a year. So it's not something as uncommon as people might think.
I was going to say, is it mostly the cause of lousy driving, or are there other accidents that can cause problems?
Sure, there's other things that can cause issues. And in fact, I have a very good story, if you have just a minute.
Yeah.
Because I really need to give credit to a young lady by the name of Jordy Curtis. She was, in 2017, she was a 16-year-old driving home after school during a severe storm, and as she was going down the road, the winds snapped the power lines, and power lines came down on top of her car. And, of course, she came to a stop, and she didn't know what to do, and she panicked, thinking the car was going to start on fire, and she exited the car. And then later, only a short time later, found out just how dangerous that can be, because had those lines, and luckily they weren't, but had those lines been energized, she could have very well been hurt very badly, or even electrocution. And
wow.
It just really, it shook her up, and she was kind of the catalyst for some things we had going. I mean, she had suffered with anxiety for a period of time, but she then she came to us and said, is there some way that I can help something, make something good out of this? And we said, well, maybe there is, and went to the local area there in Champaign, our operating center, and we actually gave a demonstration on how to safely get away if it would happen like that, or really what to do. And through that, about 2 months after that, apparently people were listening, because there were her classmates, or a car loaded with four of her classmates, headed down, and something very similar happened during a storm. Wires came down on the car. They kind of went into panic mode, but then realized and remembered the training that they had received. They stayed put, called 911, and luckily we got there, de-energized the lines, and made it safe for them to exit. So just a lot of what could have been a very tragic story, a lot of positives come out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of how shook up this driver was in the incident that surrounded it, I could see where that would be a panic-type situation, because you really, as you said, you really don't know whether or not that line is energized in some cases almost until it's too late, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then people don't understand what to do. I mean, the natural reaction is get away from it. And that's really just the opposite of what we'd like you to do.
Although in that case, getting away from it kind of ended up saving her life, really.
Well, it did, and it didn't save her life, because it was de-energized at that point anyhow.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing there was, it had that be energized, it would have very possibly cost her life. So it's just that, you know, it's a natural instruction or reaction, and that's why we're trying to educate people. That's why we're getting out to driver's ed classes and stuff through her efforts, and realizing that, you know, there's probably a gap out there that can be filled. As people start learning to drive, they go through driver education in high school, and thereabout that we can incorporate this into that training so they know what to do, how to react.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about how that process came about. Obviously, the story you just mentioned was clearly a catalyst for that. But I imagine, is this something that's been done in other areas and just hadn't really made its way to Illinois yet, or are you on sort of the leading edge of this?
Well, we are kind of on the leading edge. There was a company that actually borrowed a video that we make available on our website, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But it's just something that people overlook. Again, I don't think most people realize just the number of times this has happened throughout a year. And we did. After we had given this demonstration, found out about this carload of young ladies that possibly saved their lives by being educated and staying in the car, we gave another training class, and there were a couple driver education people that were in that class. And they said, man, this would be great if there's something we could do to incorporate this in our training and take it back to our high schools and college classes. So we reached out. We have a partnership with the Illinois High School and College Drivers Association. We, in fact, have trained about 300 driver education teachers in the proper technique to get out of a car, had wires come down, or to more importantly, stay put if there's no danger. And it's just been a really powerful partnership that we've had with a number of people.
I imagine that both the driver's ed teachers and maybe some of the students alike that you've come into contact with have really kind of maybe, I would imagine, reacted like, wow, I didn't know that this was a problem, or didn't know that this was such a problem.
Exactly. We're educating the driver's education teachers as well because, again, that the people just don't realize what to do. And I want to make sure I touch on that topic, Will, before we leave, so people listening to your program will know what to do when we go forward as well.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The first step, it sounds to me like if you're in a situation where you've come into contact somehow with a power line and you're driving, is to just stay in the car, right?
Absolutely right. You know, you have to assume that all down power lines are live. You know, people think if they're not arcing or smoking or sparking or something that they're not live. That's not true at all. So always assume that the down power lines are live, and that the number one thing is to stay in the vehicle. Now, the only reason that you would leave that vehicle is if, of course, you know, you see fire or smoke coming in the vehicle that's causing you danger, then you're going to have to exit the car. And this is what is so very, very important. When you get ready to exit the car, you cannot be touching the ground or the car at the same time at any time.
Wow.
So you get your feet, you open up the door, you get your feet stable on the car, and then you jump as far away from that car as you possibly can with both feet. Never have a distance between your feet because that creates a potential as well. So keep your feet together. You're just only in the car. You're jumping away from the car, both feet together. And then you're actually shuffling very short steps, and just like a bunny shuffle or bunny hop away from that. Because again, if you start taking a normal stride, the potential between the ground and your 2 feet could cause that power, because the ground could be still energized, could cause a potential and electrocute you. So do that until you're about 35 feet away. So just to summarize, number one, stay in the car. Number two, if you absolutely have to leave due to fire or smoke that you think is going to turn into fire, never touch the ground in the car at the same time. Put your feet together, jump as far away from the car as you can, and then bunny hop or shuffle until you get a minimum of 35 feet away.
Normally, I would almost think of trying to call 911 as the first thing I would do, but that's not necessarily the first thing, is it?
Well, if you can take, yes, we definitely want you to call 911.
Right, because, right.
You know, to get there. It just depends on the situation. If there's no, again, no fire, no smoke, and you can sit there, then yes, 911 is the very first call you make. If there's immediate danger where you'd have to exit, then follow those steps that I talked about before. But yes, 911 is definitely a crucial step to get people there that can help de-energize at those lines and get you safely out of that vehicle.
And the other thing I know you talk about, too, is if you come across an accident scene like this, you may be inclined to help, but that's not always a good idea either, is it?
Not at all. Again, you have the same potential for serious injury if you would run up and try to help that person. Lines down on the car, the person inside the car is safe. You wanting to be a good Samaritan, run up to the car, touch that car while you're on the ground, that line is energized. You've got a serious injury or even worse, fatality.
For drivers, ed teachers, and even high school students alike, there are resources online that you generally direct them to in regards to these situations, correct?
Right, absolutely. And we've made free to go to our website at AmernIllinois.com/driver-ed. And we have a number of materials there from instructions on how to exit your car if you need to, instructions to stay in your car, you know, call 911, go through the process that I talked about before. And then some worksheets, and it can be utilized for driver's ed people or just, any family member wants to educate themselves or perhaps your teen drivers or whoever it might be on that. A number of really good materials there that are free and encourage you to go there and take advantage of that.
And are there opportunities for schools or groups to bring in somebody from Ameren to talk in more detail about this?
Sure. We love giving demonstrations. Again, probably, kind of, if you're like me, the way I learn best is seeing or being part of that. So, if you contact Ameren, Illinois, we have people that will make arrangements and schedule something to come to the school and go through this process. Absolutely.
All right. And by the way, we will link to the site that you mentioned on Driver's Ed with Ameren on our website, WGIL.com, when we post this interview momentarily. So anything else we should be thinking about or we should know about this, Ron?
No, I think the takeaways, Will, and again, I really appreciate the opportunity to get on here. You never know what good it does, but if we out there and save one person from getting injury or even killed, it's well worth it. So just always remember to always assume any power lines, whether it's, wires on the vehicle that we've talked about, or even during a storm or whatever you might see. You know, don't assume it's cable, don't assume it's dead or telephone or something. Assume it's live, call us, and we'll be there to take care of it.
Ron Pate, Senior Vice President for Operations and Technical Services at Ameren, Illinois. Thanks so much for your time, and thanks so much for doing this. It sounds like it's really a good thing that maybe we hadn't thought of before, but we definitely should be. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. And again, I encourage everybody to go out to the website that you put a link out there, and there's some very good material, and it's something that could provide better great benefit in the case of a need.
Thank you again, Ron. And again, we will post this link on WGIL.com to the driver's education information from Ameren momentarily. Stay tuned. We will have sports and business news coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on this Monday night at WGIL.